Thanks for listening to Cap'n Jay Hood, brought to you by Miller Lite.
Chicago, this is your new morning routine. Cap'n Jay Hood. Follow Cap Jay Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Stream the show on the new ESPN Chicago app. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Now, on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Woo! Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
So we had no NBA yesterday, we had no NHL yesterday, we had seven Major League Baseball games not playing. Today is Jackie Robinson Day. Will we have any of our sports back today? Good morning with Jonathan Hood. I'm David Kaplan. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, I think. I'm off to a great start.
What?
I guess that's my first day trying to put headphones on. I just hit myself right in the face. I hope Twitch enjoyed that. I mean, right before we even start, I'm hitting myself in the face.
You can watch that on Twitch. Twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago.
Yes, sir.
Danny Zetterman, Jeff Meller, and J.R. Strauss. I'm David Kaplan.
My friend, the NBA eventually is returning, and it's something that you and I talked about a little bit yesterday, in that NBA players are showing strength because they want to make a difference. And my thought is, if you don't like the platform that they have to help change, just focus on the basketball.
Right.
You have two choices as a fan, right?
Mm-hmm.
You watch the NBA because you want to see your favorite team or your favorite player win. It may be from a gambling standpoint, you're trying to watch the NBA because it's interesting. I find it fascinating always because, you know, they are away from their families, they're in a bubble, and so everybody is on a neutral court. So I find it fascinating to see how this is working, right?
Pretty awesome.
So, I mean, not everybody bought into it, but the majority of the players are in that bubble. And while they were there, they said, well, we got to be here to be able to make some change. This is why you see Black Lives Matter on the floor. For some, it's polarizing. For me, it's sending a message. Black Lives Matter has always been my thought has been the reason why that there's a Black Lives Matter is because it's a reminder that everybody's life does matter, including black people. And so while they're in that bubble, they're in there to make change. And so I remember Kyrie Irving saying before the NBA restarted, like, I don't know if we should be in the bubble. We shouldn't be here. I don't know if this is a good idea. People will forget about George Floyd. People will forget about what's happening in the streets in communities across this country if we're playing basketball. And I said, that's not true. You and I could be able to, on our monitors at home, be able to watch the news and watch sports at the same time.
Correct.
We are informed about what's going on in the South.
And
when
that
it comes
stage
to,
would allow them to maybe project their message.
Sure. So we could be able to see all these different things. So I think that Kyrie and others, including Kevin Durant, should give us more credit. We understand what's going on and be able to appreciate sports. But this ultimately was a stand to say, hey, we need to have equality in this country. And I think that's pretty brave, Cap.
I think it is exceptionally brave. And now my question to you, my friend, is where do we go next? Do we go back to play today? I know they're going to resume. Do they play tomorrow on Jackie Robinson Day? Today, does Major League Baseball play? What do you think?
I think that they should play.
I do, too.
Because
everyone in number 42.
Sure. But to me, again, the platform is, hey, you are a celebrity. You are a superstar baseball player. You're on a team. You can be able to talk about equality, talk about everything that Jackie Robinson went through and still play. You can do both.
Correct.
Because ultimately, you look at it like this. If you do not play today, if you don't play for the weekend and you feel like, well, we need to have social change, we've got to have equality, this has to get better. Well, that doesn't get better overnight. Ask Dr. King and his family. What did that get solved after he was assassinated or while he was alive? No. It is constant change, incremental change.
52 years ago.
It takes a lot of time for change. People are really hesitant to change. We understand in our society, right? A lot of people just don't like change. They like their status quo. But even what has happened in Kenosha, what has happened in Minneapolis and all these places across the country, It's still about incremental change. It doesn't happen overnight.
It doesn't.
So in the moment, with your platform, you can be able to create change. That's important.
You can do the best that you possibly can, but if you're not playing today on a day that I think is exceptionally historic, he's one of the true American heroes in Jackie Robinson.
Yes.
Would be amazing to see a show of unity unlike any we've ever seen, and then take the field and use that platform and play your game.
I guess my point is, if you don't play, when will it be? When is the proper time to play? If it's not today, is it tomorrow? Is it Monday? Because what you see when you wake up in the morning is going to be the same.
Correct.
Small changes across our country, but they're small.
It's like turning around an aircraft carrier. It takes time.
It does. So that's why I look at it as, if you're not comfortable playing today, fine. You want to make a stand because, as I told you yesterday, ultimately the reason why that there was cancellations and postponements is because the focus need to be on Kenosha, not necessarily on the basketball, the baseball. I totally understood that.
Mm-hmm.
But when is the proper time? You can still play and get your point across.
Agreed. 312-332-3776. Mark Spears will join us from inside the bubble at 8:35. And then I don't know who the next guest is, Jay Hood. Jeff Dickers. Who is that?
Jeff Dickers will be with us. You know him, right? Jeff Dickers. He dickers around and covers football, apparently. Dickers does.
Danny has on the screen. Dickers.
Jeff Dickers will be with us.
I'm sorry, Anchorman. I'll make sure not to write FU San Diego.
So Jay Hood said to me, hey, don't say anything. And when we start the show, we're going to ask Danny, who's Jeff Dickers?
Jeff Dickers will be with us, a new man. We don't need the sun. Just Dickers is fine.
Correct.
Absolutely. Just Dickers. So I can't wait for Dickers to be with us. And he will. I thought I knew Jeff well, but apparently Jeff Dickers. And so we'll find
he's
out.
He's got to earn the sun today.
That report's got to be strong. He will be Jeff Dickers' son if he brings it. If not,
he's Dickers.
Take the sun away.
Right. Just we're going to welcome him in as Dickers.
Yes.
And how you perform on the show today, JD, will determine if you get the sun back.
That's right, son. That's right.
That was a lousy job, JD. You're Dickers. See ya. Anyway, 312-332-3776. Brian Urlacher. We have to address.
Why, right away. All right.
Yes.
We'll get to it. Hold on a second.
I set the over-under in this room at 7:07. He would get there.
Okay.
So.
Go ahead, buddy.
And Danny said, and I tried to pick people that I knew Danny loved, whether it was Eddie Vedder or somebody that I thought, that person Danny has in his heart. You know, I don't get that way, he tells me. It's my family, and then I just admire them for their performance. Whether that's Eddie Vedder, his favorite musician, or his Cubs, or his Jayhawks, whoever it is. I'm not Danny. I have a romantic involvement with my sports teams and heroes.
Yep.
And there's been very few that I have truly said, yeah, that guy's in my heart. That guy's one of my favorite players. Whether that was growing up wearing number 10 in Little League because I absolutely loved this guy named Ron Santo.
Yes.
Who I thought, man, if I could ever once meet that guy, it'd be amazing. And then I'm pinching myself. I'm actually on the broadcast with him down the dial. We go to dinner. We become really tight. Play golf together. Like, I loved Ron Santo. And he was everything and beyond that I would have hoped he'd have been. An awesome dude. I feel that way about Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
I felt that way about Tom Waddle, and he became my partner. Anthony Rizzo is one of those guys that, man, this guy's just an awesome, awesome dude. He is out in the communities and hospitals. And when he caught the final out, my 2016 Cubs win the World Series, I'm like, that's my guy right there. Love that guy. Brian Urlacher was another one of those guys. I'm like, that dude can flat out play, and he is beloved in that room, whether it's Peanut Tillman, Lance Briggs, Olin Krutz, Alex Brown. Like, his best friends are people of color in his life.
Yes.
And when I saw the Instagram post on Twitter, I actually got on Twitter after I worked out, and it says, trending, Brian Urlacher. I'm like, Brian Urlacher?
Mm-hmm.
And I knew Danny had said we were gonna you know, eventually talk to him to preview the season. And I'm like, why is Brian Urlacher trending? I hope he's okay. Click on it. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, oh, man. And then as I dug deeper, it wasn't just about his Instagram post. It was another photo that he liked. And it really kind of was a spear in my heart because I really, really like Brian. Like, I know him. I don't hang out with him. I've never hung out with him. I've been around him in an interview situation or a TV or radio. And I loved watching that dude play. And I can never look at him the same way. And I said, I have a romantic involvement with certain athletes in my heart. I give you my heart. Don't break it, please. Don't. And I felt like reading that yesterday, I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Well,
and so
over the next, go ahead.
It really, really bothered me.
Okay, well, I want you to know over the next decade as we do this, I'm going to say something, and it's going to be a theme with me. Mm-hmm. And that is something that I have taken for myself as a sports fan. Like your athletes, love your family.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I can't give my full heart to athletes because as much as I admire athletes because they're one percenters. Mm-hmm. They do things that you and I cannot do.
Right.
They're one percenters, and that makes them a very special breed.
Mm-hmm.
They're trained differently. They have a different mindset. They're way different than I am. They're one percenters. But I don't know them.
Mm-hmm.
I've had dinner with athletes. Of course, when you've done this for almost 30 years, of course, you're going to have a lot of relationships with athletes.
Mm-hmm.
But, Cap, even if I kicking it with those guys, go to dinner with those guys, play golf with those guys, I don't know them because I didn't grow up with them.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up with my family,
mm-hmm.
so I know who they are.
Right.
I mean, intimately, I know who they are.
Right.
I know their pluses and their minuses. I know their weaknesses and their strengths. But even knowing an athlete when they're in their 20s, starting in their 20s,
mm-hmm.
I don't know what they were 20 years before that.
Right.
I don't know what their background really is.
Mm-hmm.
You have some conversations, but mm-hmm. you really don't know.
Right.
How many political conversations did you have with Brian Urlacher over the years?
Never.
Zippo.
Right.
Zero. Neither did I.
But he wasn't a friend of mine. I didn't hang out with Brian. Never played golf with Brian. Never went to dinner with Brian. Like, I just had this, man, that is a freaking amazing player.
Right.
And he seems like he's the glue in that room. Everyone said, man, the two guys who ran that room, Kreutz and Urlacher. Even Alex Brown, who's one of my really dear friends, said Lack and Olin. That's whose room it is. We all know. And it broke my heart yesterday to see. I can never look at him the same way.
Okay, well, let's paint the picture for those that have not heard this, right? So, Brett, here's the quote that was a deleted Instagram post from Brian Urlacher. Brett Favre played the Monday Night Football game the day his dad died, threw four touchdowns in the first half, and was a legend for playing in the face of adversity. Now, he took that post down. NBA players boycott the playoffs because a dude reaching for his knife wanted on a felony sexual assault warrant was shot by police. Now, he took that down. And
because he's getting destroyed for it.
Yes. But, of course, Mike Florio talked about this. So many other people talked about it. But that quote of NBA players boycott the playoffs because a dude reaching for his knife wanted on a felony sexual assault warrant was shot by police. So that's one thing. Of course, there's another thing on there as well regarding Brian Urlacher that was controversial as well.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk to you about this further because I have a thought about Urlacher. As you talked about it, I had some thoughts about it as well.
Let's get to those because I want to really hear your perspective. There are people that are tweeting at me about Brian. I said this to you in our meeting. And again, there are different perspectives. You have yours. Danny said he never gets romantically tied to an athlete. I talk about romantically in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like it was the death of a Chicago sports icon in my heart yesterday. That bothers me. So we've had just an unbelievably compelling week with so much going on in our world. And you said to me, you know, I'll look back on 2020 and go, that's the birth of my partnership with you.
Yes.
Like, we've known each other a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But now, like, we're joined at the hip. We're doing mornings together.
I know.
And I keep saying to my wife, doing freaking mornings.
You know, you've been on the edge of swearing several times already through the first 20 minutes.
I know.
You're so loose in here. It's so exciting.
It is what it is.
You've been really close here to hitting the button.
But it's like, man, there have been ebbs and flows emotionally this week from, you know, what happened in Kenosha to Brian Urlacher to they're playing, they're not playing, they should have played, they didn't play. Like, wow, what a week.
And it's been an unbelievable week. But I didn't know that the Bears conversation would be off the field. It actually is about a former Bear and Brian Urlacher. I saw, by the way, the statement by the Bears said the social media posts from Brian Urlacher in no way reflect our values or opinions of the Chicago Bears organization. That was a statement that was made by the Bears regarding what Urlacher said. That is interesting. But I just want to tell you that I personally do not care where Brian Urlacher aligns himself politically. I don't agree with his stance from what he did with Kyle Rittenhouse by putting the like on Instagram about that.
That's the one that blows me away. Like, you want to be that guy with those, you know, non-mainstream opinions? Hey, man, that's what our country's built on. Have a way.
Yeah,
Rittenhouse. The like of the Kyle Rittenhouse with an AR-15 rifle?
Yes.
In the streets of Kenosha?
Yeah.
Really? Like, you're that guy.
I don't agree with his stance on that, Cap, but I will say, and I don't know why he's liking it, because it's not like Kyle Rittenhouse is some patriot trying to do something well for our country, because he's a 17-year-old, went across state lines to try to be a rabble-rouser, if nothing else, and try to cause
and end up committing
issue.
Murder.
Yeah, so that's one thing. But the other thing is that at least I know where he stands. That's important to me. That's important to me. I would rather know where you're coming from with me than for me to have to find out through back channels who you are. And I've always appreciate that from people in our industry or when I travel. If I know exactly where you stand, mm-hmm. that makes me feel better.
Yep.
So that way I don't have to guess. If we're on the same page on things and I find out that you've been stabbing me in the side and the front and the back all this time, then that's going to make me want to whoop your ass.
Right.
I'm just telling you. Just be honest with me. So at least from Brian Urlacher's standpoint, I know where he stands. I'm not against him because he leans right or leans extreme right. That's his choice politically. Me personally, I can separate the ball player from what he is politically. At least I know. At least I know now. Like, well, we're not aligned politically at all. Okay, fine. But before that, I knew he was a great football player. I knew he was a Hall of Fame football player. So I can separate the two. At least I know up front who you are when I see you as far as how your politics run. At least I know.
Right.
I'd rather tell me first and let me know that you don't like me because of my color. You don't like me because of my personality. Tell me up front face to face so I know how to handle it. I don't know if you feel that same way about in your life, but in my life, in my circles, I'd rather for you to tell me.
Absolutely. 100%. Then I at least know what I'm dealing with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want to look and go, Jay Hood's my friend. And people go, you have no idea. No, he's not. You have no idea what he's saying behind your back. I'd rather just
tell me.
Hey, man, I don't like you for this reason. Okay. I got it.
Right.
At least I know who I'm dealing with.
Okay. All right. Another perfect example, and this is going to be a big example, is Mike Ditka. So Mike Ditka has made the same comments that we've heard from the White House at times of, like, if you don't like this country, you know, you should leave this country. You know, you're not aligned with what is going on with the GOP, what's going on with this country right now, then you should leave the country, which is complete BS, right? I'm not going anywhere. I'm an American and I'm a mm-hmm. Chicagoan. I can disagree with certain aspects in our country and still be able to live here because that's the democracy, that's the Constitution, that's everything, right? So I ignore that, but at least I know where Ditka comes from. When Ditka is no longer here, when we talk about it for like a month, about everything that Ditka has brought to the city, him being a head coach, will the front burner topic be, you know, Ditka was an extreme rightist. right guy. He was a righty.
No, it will be that he was one of the great coaches to come through our town. We'll celebrate it and move on. But I can never look at his opinion. His opinion has tainted my feeling.
But it's okay. I can disagree with him. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with disagreeing with him on a lot of the stances he makes. Same thing with Lou Holtz. Mm-hmm. Like I can disagree with what Lou Holtz has to say.
Correct.
And still look at that guy and say that's one of the greatest college football coaches ever seen. It's on the resume. What do you know about Mike Ditka? Well, you know, one of the greatest tight ends of all time, brought a Super Bowl championship to Chicago, changed the face of Chicago sports because of his demeanor, all these things. Oh, and by the way, he says that if you don't agree with President Trump or you
leave
don't agree,
the country,
then leave the country. Well, you know, or if you kneel, leave the country. All that stuff, right? So democracy in his eyes don't agree with what I feel about democracy.
But
in
he's what Mike says, Ditka.
Yeah.
While I don't agree with it, I don't find it as reprehensible. You're entitled to your opinion. That's the basis of this country. You can have your belief. I can have mine. Brian Urlacher, not just the Instagram post, liking a photo of a 17-year-old who went and murdered two people in Kenosha, that just blows me away. Like, really? You're that guy?
Yep.
And that's why I feel like it was the death of a Chicago sports icon who, while I'm not friends with him, I've never hung out with him, I've gotten to know, you know, meet him, it breaks my heart that this guy will never, ever, ever be that beloved, romanticized bear again.
What do you think, Danny?
Danny doesn't go there with his athletes.
No. I live my life by, there's an old quote that I always remember. If you expect nothing from somebody, you're never disappointed. Brian Urlacher, tremendous player on the football field. I loved watching him every Sunday. I love what he meant to the Chicago Bears. As a person, he doesn't mean anything to me. I'm not invested in Brian Urlacher, the man. I was invested in Brian Urlacher on the field. And that's how I go about my life. You know, my family's the most important thing to me. They matter to me, how they feel about me, what they think, what they say. When it comes to athletes, I don't get invested like you, Cap, because if you do, you're only going to be let down.
So let me ask you a question. When there was little Danny, he was age 12, did you wear a jersey ever? Was there an athlete that you went?
Yeah, of course. When I was a little
kid, I need you to buy me that jersey because that's my favorite player.
Cap, listen, I don't know who's listening to us right now, but when you're a little kid, you believe in a lot of things that change as you get older, you get
wiser.
Did
you wear a jersey in your 20s?
No. No, but it's not about wearing a jersey. If you wear a jersey, you wear it for the name on the front of the jersey, not the name on the back of the jersey.
Disagree with you.
I know you disagree with me, but that's the point of this conversation.
Like I put on, let's call it, a Ron Santo jersey, and I found out that he was this horrible person, that would have freaking really devastated me because that was my guy. Like, yes, those are my Cubs, but that was my guy.
But he was your guy because of his performance on the field. You didn't know about his politics. You didn't know about how he treated his family. You didn't know what kind of person
he was.
No,
I had this romantic thought that he's this amazing human being, and when I got to meet him, I was right.
And
he
right,
was amazing.
And right there, though, that's the problem. The problem is you're associating play on the field, athletic ability, with how a person is off the field. And if you're able to separate the two, then when days like today happen and you find out a guy like Brian Urlacher is not the guy we all wanted him to be, mm-hmm. you're not disappointed.
Yeah,
It's easy to say, hey, guess what, Brian Urlacher, cross him off the list.
You know what's interesting?
Yeah, I can't. It's not that easy for me.
Well,
that breaks my heart.
What do you think,
Jeff? I don't think it's that easy for someone like Matt Forte or Lance Briggs. I mean, we saw Matt Forte on Twitter issue a response.
We didn't all. I'm blocked by him, so.
Okay, but you can see it. And look, Matt Forte issued a public response on social media to Brian Urlacher's post. I thought it shows disappointment from a black athlete who was a teammate, and I think it's been well documented that Matt Forte and Brian Urlacher, at least during their playing days, were very good friends. You know, Brian Urlacher spoke about how he was great friends with Matt Forte. Matt Forte showed you publicly that he was disappointed in a former teammate. And for me, it's just disappointing that a guy who has, you know, has some of, it seemed like some very close relationships with a lot of black athletes to the point where you would assume that he's a man who could empathize with more so than others, maybe, because in his own life, he's experienced or at least probably been told from some fellow black athletes what they've had to deal with in their life.
Sure.
And now we're at a point where Brian Urlacher is no longer in the locker room, no longer teammates with them. He's past his playing career. He's in the Hall of Fame. And I don't know where the disconnect is, but it seems like when you see the Instagram post and the liking of some images on social media, that Brian Urlacher no longer has the same empathy that maybe he once did.
Maybe, I mean, you know what? Maybe he never had it. Maybe he really never had it, Jeff.
It's possible.
What the scenario you just lined up sounds like he should, but he does not. Remember what Maya Angelou said, when people show you who they are, believe them the first time. Just remember that. When I get your phone calls in here, we gave our thoughts. Now we're going to get your thoughts.
312-332-3776. Cap, J. Hood, ESPN. So let me tell you about Blue Cross Blue Shield. They ask me every day to motivate people. Please, I'm begging you. We're in a global freaking pandemic. We got this just crazy world we live in. You got to take care of the one body that you've been given. Try and eat right, but get up and move. Go for walks. Stretch. Stretching is one of the best, most important things you can do. All of a sudden, you go, my back feels a little better. Wow, that hamstring's just not quite as tight. Stretch and walk. Just get started. It's a great place to begin. Brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield. Proud server of the human body, the most advanced machine on earth.
This is Cap and J Hood. Enjoy the show each morning in your Instagrammies at Cap J Hood on Instagram.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
Forte blocked me a few years ago on Twitter because I had the audacity to ask him a tough question that he didn't like. And we got sideways.
Yep.
And next thing I know, you are blocked from following Matt Forte 22. Well, I have a burner account that nobody knows what it is. So the two people that have blocked me that I know of, I'm sure there's other people out there and I could give a flying rip, Matt Forte and Brad Biggs. So I opened the notifications on both of them on my burner account. So all their tweets pop right up on the face of my phone. I actually see them before the ones on my normal account.
Man, I didn't know you had a burner account. Now I have one as well. I didn't know that. We got that in common.
There you go.
Mine, Cap J Hood on Twitter.
Working with a couple of Kevin Durant's here. What the hell is going on?
Yeah.
I don't want to sidetrack us because this is a serious conversation, but we need to get back to the fact that you both have admitted to having burner accounts.
Yeah, mine is Cap J Hood.
100%, man. And
I got to go. Whoever
Jeff,
who has been the most supportive of Cap in everything he's done on Twitter, I got to. Well, this is some good sleuthing we have to do, Danny, and figure out Cap's burner account.
I've never tweeted about myself. I've never.
That sounds like something a man with a burner account would say.
Hold on a second. I don't believe. Let me look. I do not believe that I've ever sent a tweet from that account.
Again, sounds like something someone with a burner account would say.
Tell you
I've
right
never
now.
Supported
our
myself.
Our old buddy Chris Black has suggested Cap has had a burner account for years. This is not shocking to me in the slightest.
Yeah. How many followers do you have, Cap, on Twitter?
On the Capman account?
No, the burner account.
The burner account has...
Yes, the Capman account.
Zero followers.
I know. How many followers do you have on the Capman account on Twitter?
107,000.
Okay.
The burner
account. So 100,000 of those are burner accounts?
The burner account has zero followers. Zero.
We'll get back to this. Let's.
I used it. I got it simply because Brad Biggs blocked me, and I wanted to give him a big middle finger.
All right. Let's get back to Matt Forte.
And so then I got Matt Forte blocked me, so I set him up as well. So take that, Matt Forte. 312-332-3776.
But what did Matt Forte say? We should enlighten people.
So Matt was very critical of Brian's post. Very critical. And you have it, I believe, Matt's post. Because
Yeah.
I'd have to go back into my burner account to get it.
Here, I can read it if you would like.
That'd be great.
All right, so Matt Forte yesterday at 8:32 on Twitter. The comments at B. Urlacher 54 posted is void of empathy, compassion, wisdom, and coherence, but full of pride and ignorance. I pray for those who have been blinded by their wealth, privilege, and earthly fame that breeds arrogance in their hearts, and those who refuse to acknowledge racism and injustice, but instead choose to place their energy into justifying it by quickly judging the victim's life as if they themselves are more valuable because their sins are different or weren't caught by man. But God sees all. End racism and injustice. Hashtag by any means necessary. That's Matt Forte in response to Brian Urlacher's Instagram post.
Eloquent post. Let's go to the phone.
Oh, too bad you didn't get a chance to see it.
Yeah.
So you had to watch it through your burner account.
Saw it on my burner account.
Yep.
Take that, Matt Forte. Take that. And he and I hugged it out at TV. That's the amazing thing. When they hired him to do the post-game show, he's coming on Sports Talk Live, and I walked into the green room, and there he is. And I was also eating at a restaurant, and he, his wife, and kids walk by. And he looks back at me, and I'm like, I stood up. I go, really? Are we to that point? We're going to block people on Twitter. And he came over, and we hugged it out. And he's like, all right, I got you.
It's fine.
And then I saw him at TV, and he's like, yeah, we're cool. And he came on the show and never unblocked me off Twitter. I went, okay, whatever.
You're a guy that likes to top people in stories. I got one better than that. How about this for a topper? You won't be able to top this one. You'll try. How would you like to be able to work side by side with someone that blocked you first in a broadcast?
What?
Chuck Swirsky blocked me a while ago. And Delvin goes, well, you know, you're going to work with Swirsky on this draft show. You blocking Swirsky. Like, what? Like, you know that guy blocked me on Twitter, right? He goes, yeah, it's fine. You just sit in between them.
Did you tell him?
That's great management there. No. Like, Swirsky is sideways with me because of the impersonation. My daughter was in the car and heard what you said. Like, all that stuff, right? Like, it wasn't egregious at all. It was just me just, as you know, clowning around.
Being Hoodie.
Just clowning around. He blocked me, and then we have to work together. And so he's, like, on his Twitter, he's like, I'm on the draft show with Tweet Jay Hood and Chris Bleck and Nick Friedel. And I was like, oh, there's Swirsky. I blocked you back. How about that? How about I block you back? So
are you guys still blocked?
Yeah. I don't need it.
It's a block party. Yeah.
Chuck has changed, man. I'm telling you. Chuck is a good dude. He has changed. I got to get you guys back.
No, you won't. Never. It's not necessary. I know where to find
Chuck. I'm about unity.
I know where to find him. Point is, though, is that it's nothing like someone who blocked you first, and now you got to work with that guy.
Yeah. And listen, unity is great. We don't need fake unity, though.
There's a lot of that in this business.
There absolutely is.
Hopefully, we've flushed that out over the years, at least over the last year. Well, I'm glad we flushed that phoniness out.
There you go.
Ah, new regime. I'm happy.
Let's go to the phones. 312-332-3776. Aaron is in Atlanta listening on our app. Hey, Aaron, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Aaron, what's up, man?
Hey, listen, Danny, I think I have a little bit of Danny and a lot of Cap. And, of course, Jay, I'll end it with you. I am in agreement with Danny. I adored Michael Jordan as a young man, and I like his politics. I thought he should have took a stance, and they brought it up in The Last Dance. As a kid, to Cap's point, I love Don Kessinger. I was an infielder. I thought Kessinger and Hickman were the best. So, but then as you get older, you start realizing that these guys aren't all they're supposed to be, and Jay, I'll summarize it with you. I mean, the ending point for everybody to remember is that Urlacher is an individual. I don't, whether he's a Republican, a Methodist, it's none of my business. It's personal life with his family, but he has a son, and let's just hope he doesn't have a situation like that family in Wisconsin. So, but again, I just think that we as people, Danny's got it right. I don't idolize a figure because of their athletic ability on the court, only to find out that they're Ray Rice or some other kind of character that has low, as he said, I have low expectations for high serenity. So with that being said, thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate you. Thanks for listening. Have a good weekend. Yeah. Hey, wait, I got a question. Aaron.
Yeah.
Were you the one that told us that the Wings were really good at Magic City?
No.
We had another call from Atlanta.
No, that wasn't me. That wasn't me. But I haven't been there in years. Again, enjoy yourself.
Absolutely.
I'll leave that one alone.
Absolutely.
Could you handle that guy? Could you handle him?
I'll take care of you. Don't worry about it. I got you.
Keep me in line.
All right.
We'll see you.
Thank you.
No, that was another black caller from Atlanta. I know you get confused. No, that was another brother. That's like
remember the guy that called in? Goes, hey, actually, hey, man, the food's amazing.
I know you was a brother that called from Atlanta. They're talking about them wings, right? That wasn't me. Oh, another brother. I beg your pardon. There's more than one in Atlanta. Well, no blank. I can see how you get us mixed up.
I still want to go there with you.
He hasn't called you Goff yet.
No. Well, that's not. No,
Cornet.
Yeah, or Cornet either. Yeah.
Let's go back.
That's when I walk off.
All right. Let's get more of these calls. 312-332-3776.
Go ahead, pal.
Coming up.
Hey, wait a minute.
Take that. Hey, look for the ComEd lower price sticker at participating retailers near you. Save instantly on energy-efficient LED bulbs from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. Learn more at ComEd.com/instantly.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
Our new morning show. This is Cap and Jay Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
He's Jay Hood, I'm Cap, Jeff Miller, J.R. Strauss, Danny Zetterman. We're your morning team, and we're here every weekday from 7 until 10.
I would rather for you to just tell me how you feel than for me to find out through back channels. At least on Instagram, I know who Brian Urlacher is. We can disagree, but at least when I see you, I see the football player, and I know where you stand politically.
Correct.
That's what we're talking about here, whether or not you can separate the person from the player. Or vice versa.
Let's go to the west side of the city of Chicago. Ozell's there. Hey, Ozell, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks Ozell. For calling, man. We appreciate you.
Good morning, Ozell.
Yeah, I love this show. I love the new lineup.
Thank you.
I'm a black man. I kind of like to know how people feel politically, especially when it comes to racial issues. I not like it. I mean, I don't like it when it's bad, but for Trump to be who he is and me know who he is, mm-hmm. that's okay by me. I'd rather him be true than to fake, you know what I mean? To act like, you know, these people are equal, these people are, you know, what I am. But most rich white people feel that way. And it's not a surprise to me by any shot, you know what I mean? And yesterday, I heard a guy call in to Waddle and Sylvie talking about the black and white quarterback issue in Chicago. And me being a black guy, I've said that from day one, too, when they drafted Mitch Trubisky. They drafted the best-looking white guy, and, you know, they didn't want to deal with the black guys. And it seems really true to me, and maybe it's just because I'm black, and it seemed like Waddle and Sylvie, they don't even feel it no type of way. And it doesn't surprise me to hear from Urlacher or any rich white guy that they feel that way.
Well, one thing I would say, Ozell, is that you know where to find them, 2 to 6. You got a problem with them, call them on that. Like, if you got a problem with – it's like we're talking about being straight up, right? Keeping it a buck.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, we're going to keep it a buck. If you have a problem with me and Cap, make sure you call us between 7 and 10. You got a problem with them, call them between 2 and 6. Like, if you feel that – they are aligned with thinking that, well, Mitch Trubisky's fine in that spot, or you got a problem with them, call them. That's the that's what I'm saying. But go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't really have a problem with them. I, you know, like I say, I love the show, but I disagree, and I think they came down on the guy, you know, fairly hard, you know, when he brought it up. You know, they wouldn't do that.
See, here's my take, Ozell, and we appreciate your call.
Call them.
Right.
They got 4 hours to fill. Call them. They'll take your call.
I believe Ryan Pace, I don't believe he drafted Mitch because Mitch was white. I believe he looked at Mitch Trubisky and went, I was around Drew Brees, and I can make that guy into the next Drew Brees. Because he texted Alex Brown that night after the draft and said, I just found the next Drew Brees. And he was tunnel visioned on finding a guy who looked and acted like Drew Brees. Good dude, good guy in the room, good guy in the community. It's going to take time. He's raw. He just made a bad evaluation because, like Theo said, how I'd tie these two together is Theo said, I need to change. I can't always hire people that look like me, think like me, and act like me. I got to be willing to look at people who don't look like me, don't act like me, and don't think like me. Well, and Ryan didn't do that.
That's a great point. And but you have to that last caller's point, you can ask the question, if you are somebody who is in a position to make, you know, draft picks, is there a confirmation bias that you're unaware of? And so when you say Ryan Pace was looking for the next Drew Brees because he knew Drew Brees from his days in New Orleans, was he, unfortunately for Ryan Pace, unaware of the fact that he, for whatever reason, saw the same qualities in Drew Brees or in Mitch Trubisky, and he, because he's unaware of it, did he miss those in Patrick Mahomes? I don't think it's all those things you just said. What did you say? Great in the community. A great leader. All those
everybody
things
he, that comes in contact with, what a great dude he is.
All those things he was looking for in Drew Brees, mm-hmm. I don't think you can say Patrick Mahomes doesn't have all those.
Don't disagree.
So the question, and I don't believe Ryan Pace would deliberately not pick a quarterback because he's black. I completely dismiss that notion.
Agreed. I agree with you.
But there's the question of, if you are a white general manager, to what you said about Theo, have you done enough to surround yourself with people in your organization to help you make decisions to maybe recognize your own blind spots?
Yeah, that's why I like the combination of Karnišovas and Eversley, because I think that they can be able to check each other. Eversley, you were at Nike for 10 years. You could tell me some things and show me and introduce me to people that I don't know. Karnišovas can be able to do the same for Eversley, working hand in hand.
Here's the thing. An unhealthy organization, sports or other, any business, I become the head guy. But, man, I just got to keep cashing checks, man. I just want to hang on to my job. Bad organizations, that's what the leaders think like. And so I hired Jeff Meller to be my assistant. And he's my VP. He's underneath me. He just says, oh, yeah, whatever. Yeah, Cap, you're right. Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely. I would rather he says to me, are you out of your effing mind? You can't do that. That's a horrible decision. Well, but most people aren't secure enough to have people around them like that.
Well, it's too bad that it's more the former than the latter around here with this show. That go over your head or no?
Yeah. I was looking at him like, excuse me?
I think Jeff forgot the former.
312-332-3776.
Are we going back to the phone lines?
Real fast.
Yes, sir, Cap.
Mark in Lake Zurich.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I wanted to take a look at this from a little different angle. I'm a guy that kind of looks at it and says, what are people's motivations for what they do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And seeing Urlacher's comments yesterday and then realizing or being seeing that he was at the RNC at the White House, right? Is he angling for a pardon for Casey? Because we know Trump loves the love connection with sports stars, with people that have name notoriety and being able to build those connections.
Yeah, and it's a good question because it's been all over social media, and we appreciate your call. I don't know the extent of Casey's case. I know he was indicted, but I don't know anything more about it.
You can still be aligned with President Trump and the RNC and not like Kyle Rittenhouse's, the picture of Kyle Rittenhouse on Instagram.
That got me.
You can still, yeah, you can say, I need to be close to Trump because he can pardon and do some favors for me and still denounce this guy coming over from Antioch
with an AR-15.
Trying to be some vigilante.
312-332-3776. Could the NFL be the next league to have some games postponed? That's next. In 2 minutes.
All right.